T-Mobile.
ABC4CBN. Four Romeo, Mike Mobile.
Okay, I got the Mike in there. Those little QRM in there with you, and might be a Mayan, I don't know. It's hard to tell. I know we've spoken before, though. Name here's David.
It's Kurt. How's it going?
You're sounding good. I could have just been in a little bad spot on Lawrence Road. I'm headed back to the house. My daughter wanted me to fix some springs on her, on the seat cushion of her recliner, and I've never messed with those before. And man, them things are, they're something else. And I'm going to take that whole chair apart just to put them back in. But, I'm going to take them home, and I'm going to have to stretch them just a little bit. And, got a vise at home and a couple ideas, so I hope I don't hurt myself.
Same problem. I've got my recliner has busted two springs, I can tell, in the last couple of months. And I got this from Jeff Lynch about 6 years ago. It's a power recliner, and I absolutely love it, but it's lost, you know, a good deal of support in the seat from having those two springs pop on me. So I'm just cogitating, you know, whatever options I have as far as getting them, you know, reset or fixed.
And I'll take on just about anything, but it is going to take me completely dismantling the oh my goodness! It's just a it. All it is a wooden frame that these springs are in, but they're mounted on the bottom side, the underside of between the chair and whatever the next piece is there, and so you can't. It's not like you can just get a hammer or a screw and you know, run a screw down through the bracket and be done with it. You know, it couldn't be that easy. So nothing ever is. So I can take one end of the. It's in a wooden bracket, and I can take one end of it off. It's got L brackets on it, and I can take the screws out and take one end of it off, but then I can't get it off the other end, even if I do that. So, wow, there's a couple of, I'm going north on 291, coming up on the east north, there was two highway patrol on motorcycles riding side by side. I've never seen that. It's like Chips, if you're old enough to remember that show.
I'm definitely old enough to remember that. It was one of my faves to watch, you know, in the summertime when school was out. I remember Ponch, John, and Bonnie, and the morning briefing there with Sergeant Kurt Traer.
A better memory than me. All I can remember is Eric Estrada was in it. Now, I don't even know the blonde-headed guy's name, and but yeah, I watched it too. I really enjoyed watching it. So it's actually on our we have Apple TV, and we have Spectrum and Netflix and all that. So it's on one of those, or Hulu. I don't know which one it's on. I just know I've seen it on one of those. but I haven't watched any of it. There's so many new things on there that that I'd rather watch a lot of the. I like to watch those car shows where they build the engines and test them on a dyno, and it's really interesting. I've learned a lot about, you know, engines just by and how to make horsepower just by watching that show.
Interesting stuff. I'm not a real big car guy myself, but I own a 97 Honda Accord that I got about 8 years ago, and it had 83,000 miles on it. I plan on driving this thing till it, till the wheels fall off. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I baby it, and so I'm thinking about different things I might be able to do to pimp it out. Make it, you know, something I really like to drive.
I mean, you know, I'm sitting here in a 420 horsepower Mustang, and you know, thinking about putting a supercharger on it. So, give me another 200 horsepower.
As long as you got the rubber underneath it to handle all that torque, you know, to take advantage of that, just to, instead of just turning it into smoke. But I'm sure you got that covered. I'm thinking about a cold air induction on this this baby, and maybe doing an exhaust run after that. I might to get me a little bit more horsepower.
I got me a K&N cold air induction kit for this, $300 for 15 horsepower.
Then?
Brand name. They make these filters that that go 100,000 miles before you have to change them.
Look into that. I've already got. First thing I did about 3 years ago was put iridium tip spark plugs in it. It's a performance spark plug wires, and I remember driving it away from the automotive place, and I felt like I was driving a different car just as soon as I accelerated out of the parking lot. I could just feel different just from the spark plugs and the wires.
I remember I had I bent a valve on my 96 Mustang, and I had to pull the heads. Well, I went ahead and pulled both of them, and just had them, you know, sent them out and had them redone, and they did an excellent job. And man, when I bolted those things back on there and got that car running, I tell you, I could feel the difference in the horsepower. It was amazing. I don't know how much I gained, but there was a noticeable difference in it. So I've been curious about those. I think they call them the E-tip spark plugs. They have three different tips on them. Where it can the spark can ground, and it's supposed to create a more aggressive spark. I don't know that it does, but you know, of course they show it on the commercial. It does, of course. And I've been thinking about putting those in my wife's Highlander. She's got, I think, about 80,000 on it, or maybe it's 60, but she ought to be ready for some spark plugs. I'll pull one out and look at it, because it's a V6. I like to pull the upright intake plenum to get the back three off out. But my biggest My biggest fear with the Mustang now is that I've got eight. This is a coilover or plug and no wires. And I'm these coils, you know, they go out. And I'm afraid they're going to start going out. And I've got eight of them. And I don't think my, maybe my warranty covers that. I'm not sure. It covers just about everything on this car.
What model year is your Mustang, David?
12.
Top.
I don't like convertibles. I mean, I like to look at them, but I just, you know, I just don't care that much for them. And it's a 6-speed manual, so this is the first 6-speed I've ever owned. I've rebuilt a few, and they're a whole lot of fun, let me tell you. A whole lot more fun than the 5-speed. I'll do a 5-speed all day, but you gotta have special tools to work on the 6-speeds.
You're already over my head if you're talking about building and working on transmissions and particularly manual transmissions. I'm just I know how to drive them. In fact, my first car was a 5-speed manual Subaru GL with no power steering. I learned how to drive a stick shift before I learned on an automatic.
I just don't like automatics, and but my wife can't. Of course, she can't get in this car hardly, so she has a lot of joint problems. And you know, she could drive it if she had to, but she, you know, she don't want to do the shifting, you know, just in and out with the clutch with that knee, and so I don't have to worry about her wanting to drive my Mustang. And she's not about to get on my motorcycle, so I don't have to worry about that either.
Like anyone else playing with your toys, I think you're well positioned.
Which, yeah, I wish she didn't have. You know, she used to be a runner. She did a 5K every day, and rain or shine, cold, hot, didn't matter. And she was just as thin as she could be, and then her ankle, one of her left, I think it was her left ankle, started bothering her, and then her joints started going bad, and they finally found out that her, from birth, her pelvic bone was fused to her backbone, and if they had found it when she was a child, they could have broken that bone and put her in a body cast, and she would have been okay, but they didn't find it until, you know, she was well into her adulthood. In fact, we were married, and it was about 15 years ago, I guess, and it's, what it's done is it's ruined every joint in her body from her hips down. She's got the joints of an 80-year-old, so she's had both hips replaced, one knee replaced. She needs to have heel surgery. It takes a real long recovery, and she has to have both of them done separate. And she can hardly walk now. It's just incredible. So I lost you there. You probably got a phone call. I'm in the pulling in the garage, so I'll say 73. It's KB4CBA.
For CBA, KO4RMM. Dave, if you're still out there, I apologize. We just pulled up to the drive-thru and had to order.